Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How may I help you?
Hi, Brittany. My name is Christina Randall, and last month, my daughter wanted to order these pills. She showed me on a website, and it was your free bottle for $4.95, and then there was a second bottle of something that if you paid $4.95, you would get. So she ordered it. And then all of a sudden, I think it was actually 2 months ago, and then the 1st of October, I noticed that there was almost $200 taken out of my account. And I called you guys. I called my bank first because I didn't have a phone number or any way to get in contact with you guys. And so when I called my bank, they gave me your phone number. I never did receive those pills. We never got the pills at all. I asked my daughter. We checked the mail. We never received them. I talked to the lady before, and she said that all sales were final and that she would resend them. But, see, the thing is I didn't know, and my daughter didn't know, that it was $200 that's going to be taken. Yes. Or we would have never ordered it in the first place. Now, I've already done a dispute with my bank, and they're waiting for you guys to respond, but I am begging. I can't afford $200. I am on unemployment, and I can't afford this. I need my money back.
Yes, ma'am. I can't do anything until I have a zip code to pull up the account.
Okay. It's 64119. And I hate to be like this, but, like, literally, I'm sinking, and I can't afford to pay for something we didn't even receive.
Can you give me your first and last name, please?
Christina Randall.
All right, and you said you've already – all right, I see that it is canceled, and you said that you've already disputed with your bank.
Yeah.
All right.
But my bank's saying that you guys may – they may not give it back to me. And
all right. I need you to call your bank and take that dispute off from me to give it back to you, because when you file a dispute with your bank, they then give you a temporary refund, and then they open an investigation and they freeze the account. They then ask us for proof of the terms and conditions. And when we send them the terms and conditions, the bank cannot override the terms and conditions. So then they will recharge you that temporary refund and take it away. So to avoid losing that, I need you, when we get off the phone, to call your bank and tell them that you are not disputing anymore. That way I can refund you.
So then I can call back? Do I need to call back, or?
I'm going to go ahead and put the refund through.
Okay. I mean, I can call them right after we hang up, but it takes an hour to get through to that card.
All right.
I mean, I'll do it. I don't have a problem, you know, calling them. It takes me forever, and then I don't know how I would get right back to you.
All right. I have it refunded, and it says that a refund confirmation email titled Your order has been refunded was sent to ChristinaRandall72@gmail.com. So you do have an email with both of those refunds back into your account. I just need you to call your bank and let them know that I've already refunded it and to take that dispute off.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I called. I was going to just sit back and pray. And I'm like, no, you need to call them, because this is not something you can afford right now. Okay. I'm calling my bank right now, and I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.